Langer, when you were already in the United States, how did you think of yourself as a religious person, and in what way were you religious?
Do you take this?
Yeah, we're taking it down.
I can call myself religious when a person works on Saturday. I can call religion. No, I'm not a religious man. But I call myself religious because I pray every day. I like Talis and Tefillin before I go to work. I belong to synagogue. I support a synagogue, not one, more as I can. I give to my religion what I call in that way religion. But when you're going to call a person with the works headed again, he is not a religious man.
After you were here, or during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh, did you change any of your religious practices from what you did in Europe?
No.
It was the same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm today the same.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, you did attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh. Where was it? What was it like?
When I came to Pittsburgh, I belonged to the Romanian Shul and Miller Street. Then I moved out to Oakland, and I belonged to Adas Israel Shul 40 some years. In effect, I'm not a religious man, but I was a president in Adas Israel.
Where was this Adas Israel?
Adas Israel is in Ward Street across from Home School.
And what was it like when you first began?
When I came to Auckland, was a big congregation, about 250 members. Today, I belong there to the same shul, which we lost so much. We have 30 or 40 members.
Why did you lose them?
They moved out, some dying, and most of them they moved out from the neighborhood. And so.
And how often do you go to the shul?
I go every Sunday morning like a real goy.
What does that mean? What does that real boy mean?
You know, I told you, a real Jew goes Saturday in the synagogue, he don't work, he obeys Sabbath, and I don't do that, you can call me religious. That's why he said, I'm a Jewish guy and go someday to synagogue.
But sometimes you go in the evening too, don't you?
I go in the evening too sometimes, and I feel
times.
I'm an old man now in the young days. In effect, 2 years ago I used to go every night in the synagogue. In the morning I have to go to work. But after work, I go to synagogue. That's why I call myself religious. But and again, when I came to Sabbath and I work, I don't call it religion.
You didn't tell me what your shul was like. What was it like?
My shul was like other shuls. They have a nice building, not a fancy one, but a nice building, a big building, like I said. It was in the old days, was so many families belonged to Adas Israel and were place for them. In effect, we have not enough place. We used to rent Carnegie Music Hall for the holidays, for the high holidays.
And that was strictly Orthodox.
And it was strictly Orthodox. It can be strictlier than that. Mm.
Tell me about in your home. What kind of observances of religious nature was in your home?
My wife was Shulam. She was a real Orthodox. In a real Orthodox home. And she used to make kosher flesh, everything like a real Orthodox Jew. She watched everything shall be so and so. She benched left, there's no question about that. She benched left, she used to go to shul. Every Jewish, Orthodox Jewish wife, she used to be one of them. In effect, she used to, Saturday was Bahor was Saturday. She never did nothing Saturday.
When you were here in Pittsburgh, did you experience any change in your health because of the change of climate or the food or anything else?
The climate don't hurt me. Everything was all right with me. For one thing, my heart was not so extra, but the doctor don't tell me this is the climate. Mm-hmm. It's nothing got to do with the climate.
Or the food.
Or the food. No,
it was the same as you always had eaten.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I eat good.
When you had to go to a doctor in those early days, did you have to go to a doctor or you didn't need to?
In the early days, I was not going to a doctor altogether.
And when you did go, where did you go?
I was going to, in Oakland, was
the... Will you say, tell me again, where did you go when you started to go for medical care?
I used to go in Center Avenue, Dr. Lieber. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Lieber took care of me till he started to take in children. Then I was going to Dr. Kripp.
That was with your heart condition?
Yeah.
What first organizations did you belong to? You told me you belonged to the same synagogue.
Yeah.
And was it a Zionist group, a labor group?
I belong to the Zionist group. I belong to the Pohalet Zion.
I belong to lots. You belong to a labor group too?
I used to belong in the early days before them, even to the German Beneficial Association.
Talmud, Torah, Zionist, labor, socialist, you belong to all of them?
I donate money to them.
But you didn't belong as a member?
I belong in a couple of Pohalatian, I belong in the Zionist, labor Zionist, yeah, I belong, a member.
You didn't belong to the socialist group?
Yeah.
You belong there too? Did you belong to any organization that gave charity?
I give so many charity. Any charity you mention, I give. I send money to the forwards, to any.
You contributed by yourself.
By myself. I sent myself.
All this
in fact, my son sent for me out money.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where did you go? This is in your early days. Where did you go to have a good time? You remember?
Well, I used to go out every year for 5-6 weeks to Florida.
Well, this was in your later life, in your early
days. In the younger days, I used to take my wife and go to a farm all the time.
Do you remember where it was?
Yeah.
Where was it?
And after Coriopolis by a Polish woman, I used to rent for the summer. And my wife with my son used to be there, and I used to come every night to them.
In a farm?
In a farm.
Was it run by Jewish people?
No, by Polish people.
How did you manage with the food?
With the food, I brought them everything from Pittsburgh and just green stuff in the garden. She used to buy Bahor.
In fact,
she used to go to Carnegie. She used to bring a slip in the shoychet. It is killed by Shaykh.
And who cooked it?
My wife.
Your wife cooked it, uh-huh. Did you, you didn't participate in any sports, like baseball?
No.
No. Uh-huh. And you, did you go to any baseball games or football, basketball?
I can't understand that.
You didn't go. And you didn't participate?
No.
Did you know of the YMCA?
Yeah, I used to go.
To the YMCA? What
did
you do?
They used to meet. The workmen's circle used to meet over there.
At the YMCA?
Yeah.
Are you sure it was not the Irene Kaufman settlement?
I'm sure it's the YMCA in Oakland.
Oh, did you also go to the Irene Kaufman settlement?
In the young days, yeah, when I used to come, I used to go.
You, what did you do there?
Just meetings from workmen's circle too, and from labor Zionists. We used to have rooms over there.
What did you talk about? Do you remember?
Oh, but you know, but lots of things.
Improving the work.
Lots of things.
Besides the non-Jewish, beside the YMCA, were there other non-Jewish agencies that helped you?
No,
I just remember the YMCA.
Yeah, but as I said to you, I don't go to the Al Rivo, I go to my own.
But you did go to the YMCA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were there any places where you used to go to meetings? Was it only in the shul or in the YMCA and the Iron Coffin settlement?
Well, I used to go, and like I said, the shul meetings. I used to go to
To political parties? Did you go to meetings of that? Where did they hold those?
In Oakland.
Where?
Many times in young days. If it's a big meeting, the memorial,
Memorial Hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go back to the first 5 years. How did you meet people in those years? Through how?
Well, I try to meet people all the time myself. And
where?
To be with people in my section where I live.
With your neighbors?
In my neighborhood.
And in your work?
Yeah, in my work, all of wherever
in
I am.
In shul? I try
to meet people all over.
And were you friendly with non-Jewish people too?
99%.
More?
Yeah.
I see. Did any of these first friends remain your very best friends yet? Do you still have any?
The most friends of mine is Italian people.
And you still have them for friends?
And still I have him.
From the very beginning?
Yeah.
What were their names?
Baldini. Oh, I can't
get
married.
You go to see them anytime?
Huh?
Do you talk with them or see them?
I see them, I talk with them, and they talk to me, and they're friendly.
Did you have any other family in Pittsburgh besides, you had a brother-in-law?
I have a brother-in-law. I have a friend where I was with him in prison of war. I'm a Cohen.
No, your family.
My family? Well, my family is the only dad what I told you, my brother-in-law. I don't have a big family. Now I have a big family, of course, on account of my son is married to a nice girl.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this, in the beginning, were you close with them socially? Did you visit back and forth and go with them and have a good time?
Yeah, they used to come to me and I used to come.
That's your brother-in-law's family?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And with whom did you celebrate Seder most of the time?
Most of the time, my brother-in-law used to come in the young days, but lately, he's not religious altogether and he don't believe in Seder.
Well, we're going to talk about the first 5 years again. Did you keep in contact with anybody in Europe the first five years?
With my sister. The rest of them is killed.
Mm-hmm.
They're no more there.
Uh-huh. And how long did you write with her? Is she still living?
Well, for the last 8-10 years, I don't hear from her. And I don't know. She's living, or God forbid, no.
Mm-hmm. And did you keep in contact with anybody in other parts of the world? Maybe Vienna?
The first five years, I used to write letters to my friends. But lately, I don't have no contact with nobody.
No. Are you American citizen?
I'm American citizen. I was an American citizen before 5 years. because I used to make clothes the district attorney, and after he was George Gardner, and he gave me the papers before my time.
I see. And you got this through the judge. You got your citizenship
through the judge.
Do you remember when you first voted?
I remember the first time I voted for Coolidge. I believe it's Coolidge. I was a Republican till President Roosevelt came to. Yeah, he was run for president. I changed from Republican from Democrat to Democrat. And since then, I'm a Democrat and I vote for Democrat. Even this year, I don't vote for Nixon and I vote for the Democrat.
Why did you belong to the Republican Party when you first did?
Because my bosses used to be Republican, and like I said, I came from Europe straight to my bosses for work. So whatever they said,
That's what you did.
What I did. Mm-hmm. I was wrong, but it was like that.
Why do you think you were wrong?
A person shall decide himself what good for him is.
What made you decide to become a Democrat?
Oh, well, I saw it when Roosevelt was in his campaign. I like his ways, what he promised he's going to do. And that made me to change to the Democrat.
Before that, you didn't really realize the difference between the two parties.
I'll tell you the truth. I realize now it's not so much difference now.
You think the parties have become a lot?
Yeah.
Were you active in this party in the early years?
Well, I could be active because I work all the time hard and I don't have time for it.
You first met the person you married in Russia?
Yeah.
And it came about because you wanted to have a mother for your son.
That's right.
And how old were you at that time?
In Europe?
In Europe.
When I was married, I was old 25 years.
Mm-hmm. How old was she?
In same age.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the year you were married?
I was married in 19... Must be in 1913. I'm not sure. Before the war.
Before the war. Uh-huh. And how long did you know your second wife before you got married?
I know her for 25 years. I know her for more than that. She used to live near my home. Uh-huh. I never talked to her.
Tell me this, your marriage was not arranged for you, was it?
No.
No. Your first marriage was?
No. I knew my wife for 7-8 years before I met her.
But it wasn't arranged at all?
No.
And your mate was from the same country. Would it have made any difference if she was from a different country?
No.
You weren't interested. Did any of your family marry non-Jewish people?
No. My whole family was very religious people.
What were your feelings about marrying non-Jewish people? What did you think about that?
Well, personally, I have to tell you the truth. I said a person, if he wants to marry a person and if he loves him, in my opinion, he shall not... He likes the person who marries him. What is the difference? What he is or what she is? They live good together, and if they live good together, she said, well...
Well, then you have no objections to...
I have objection from my own child.
Yeah, why did you have that?
Well, that's why I said, like, with the religious... I'm a religious man and not a religious man. This is the same thing. I look at that, but I don't like... The truth, I don't like in my family... So be a mixture of
religions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is, now you can think all about me, whatever you think, but this is how I express myself.
Well,
this is
I want you to express yourself truthfully.
And I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, young people have trouble sometimes getting along with each other. What kind of problems of adjustment did you have in your first years of marriage? Was there some problems of adjustment to get along?
I love my wife, and my wife loved me, and I didn't have no problem.
You didn't have any problems.
What can I say to you? I never had problem in marriage.
You had no problems getting adjusted.
I don't have no.
Who made the important decisions in your home? Did you or your wife?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. My wife never have against me when I said something. I want this and that. With pleasure, everything that I want to do, I can do.
But so, when it was a big decision, you made it.
A big decision. I made it because, I'll tell you, I thought maybe it's better for me to decide, you know. You understand me what
yes,
I mean by that.
Was this different than the way it was in your home when you were a young boy? Who made the decisions in your home? Your father?
Well, I'll tell you, I have a short life with my first wife. I can't even tell you.
No, I mean in your home when you were a young boy.
Oh, you mean in my own home?
Yes.
Oh, I mean. Well, I think my mother made the decisions.
Your mother made the decisions. Mm-hmm. Was, what kind of schooling did your child receive?
My son?
Yes.
Everything there is.
He went to public school?
He went to public school. He went to Hebrew school. In fact, he studied for rabbi. He didn't want to be a rabbi.
He went to high school?
He went to high school. After high school, he was to college. Then he finished college. He was engaged, and they took him to war.
He came. He was a lawyer, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was going to law.
He went to law school.
Yeah, to law school. Uh-huh. But they took that time. Lawyers
to the army.
To the army.
Yes. And he received a first-class Jewish education?
Yeah, like I told you, my son could be a rabbi. He didn't want to be. He is educated to prepare for a rabbi, but he don't want to be a rabbi. He said to me, Father, why shall I wait? They shall give me a dollar. Orthodox rabbi, that's what they wait, for a dollar, for two, for five. I'll give him money. I don't want it.
Tell me, what big difference was there between the way you were raised as a young boy and the way you raised your son?
Well, I was raised by Father Hasidim. Hasidim is more than religious, stronger than, yeah. So, my son was raised by a father, more modern a little bit, not in Europe, in America, in a country which is more modern. I don't have to tell you, you raise children in America better than in Russia. So you have the idea. The only thing I'll tell you, one thing, when my son reached the age to go out with girls, I said to my son, Harry, you start to go now in college. You a boy 17 or 16, between 17 years. Are you going to go out with girls? All right, you can take as a gentle girl, I don't care. Go out with you, have a good time. But you can marry a gentle girl. He said to me, my son was a good boy, good, special to me. He was good. He said, Father, I never gonna do to you. Then I told him, I don't care if you go with a girl, a Jewish girl, and you like her. You don't have to ask me. As long as she's a Jewish girl from Jewish parents, it's good for you, it's good for me.
Do you remember?
In effect, I want to express to you, I'm so proud from that girl with my son married. I don't have the word to say so good. She is better than good.
That's a wonderful recommendation.
Yeah.
Do you remember having any problems with the raising your son because you were an immigrant?
I didn't have no problem at all in America.
No problem at all.
America's good to me. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, tell me this, Mr. Nanger. Maybe you would like to tell me something else about America or something that you wanted to say that I didn't ask you, maybe.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. I can tell you, I have the one thing to say is this. When my wife died, and we came back from the funeral, my son said to me, "Father, you have to give up your apartment and take the things out and come to me. I live with my mother-in-law, you're going to be with us." And I said to him, "Whatever you said," and I did like he said. I came and I find a home like my own home. No difference. My son lived about 3-4 years. I was not with him. I was in the house like my own house.
This was your... Whose house was this?
I said the mother-in-law's house of my son, Mrs. Snyder. And I can tell you one thing, Mrs. Snyder is a very nice woman. She treat me. I don't think my mother treat better me than she treat me. I have a home and I'm satisfied 1,000,000%.
That's very good. Now I want to ask you, how do you feel about this country now? This is your country. How do you feel about America?
I feel I should live another 15 years because it's so good.
You'd like
I don't want to leave.
How do you feel about the American flag? What does that make you feel?
The American flag makes me feel good because through the American flag, I have the freedom in here. I make my work in here. I make my living in here. I brought my son. My son makes, thank God, a nice living. How can I, you ask me feel by the American flag? I can't express myself.
You can't feel better about it.
I can feel. There is no better.
Well, I want to tell you, thank God I have good children, as I said. A son, a daughter, Betty Langer. I have grandchildren, Elaine Langer, Michael Langer, very nice children, and I'm proud of them. I can tell you one thing, everything is good, and I can...
You wouldn't wish for anything different.
I can't be better.